Hi, my name is Thales Borrelli, and I'm glad to be participating on this edition of the autumn meeting of the Brazilian Physical Society. The subject of this work is the impurity photovoltaic effect in gallium arsenide solar cells. In brief, the impurity photovoltaic effect, or for short, the IPV effect, is the generation of current resulting from the absorption of sub-band gap photons in a deep impurity-doped semiconductor. The presence of deep impurities in the material has two effects. First, a welcome enhancement of short-circuit current due to the optical emission of carriers from the impurity, that is, due to absorption of sub-band gap photons. And second, an undesirable degradation of open-circuit voltage, which is an inescapable consequence of the non-radiative recombination caused by the deep impurities. Our objective here is to assess if this trade-off between current and voltage can result in a net positive effect on gallium arsenide solar cells. We pursue our goal by means of computational simulations. Our method consists in numerically solving the well-known system of equations composed by the transport, the continuity, and the Poisson equations applied to carriers. The modified Shockley-Reed-Hall model in equation 1 is used in the continuity equation to describe the IPV effect. In number 3, we simulate titanium-doped, iron-doped, and copper-doped gallium arsenide impurity solar cells. The structure used in the simulations is a P+ and N+ junction containing deep impurities only in the middle layer. In figure 2, the dashed white lines represent a reference impurity-free junction and the color lines indicate impurity devices. We can see in figure 2a that iron and copper impurities lead to strong short-circuit current enhancement when the impurity concentration is slightly higher than the shallow dopant concentration. From figure 3, we can conclude that this means that the maximum short-circuit current is achieved when the occupation probability of the impurity is not too close to 1 nor to 0. This is a consequence of the fact that impurities cannot optically emit holes if they are completely occupied, and cannot emit electrons if they are completely unoccupied. Figure 2b shows that all impurities cause substantial open-circuit voltage degradation, and figure 2c indicate that a positive trade-off between current enhancement and voltage loss is only achievable with copper. Next, in order to understand why iron and titanium are detrimental to device performance, we ran another simulation to map the performance of gallium arsenide impurity solar cells in terms of the main properties of impurities as shown in figure 4. Several conclusions can be drawn from this map, but the most important ones are: 1. Impurities with large electron capture cross-sections are only suitable for solar cells if their energy is low, which explains why titanium and iron led to poor device performances. And 2. Gallium arsenide impurity solar cells that are more efficient than conventional devices are definitely theoretically possible, although hard to achieve. To conclude, we believe our results play an important role as motivation and guideline for future experimental works on impurity gallium arsenide solar cells.